Voice of Hope podcast. Conversations, stories, advice from the autism community for the autism community.
All right. Welcome to a Piece of Hope podcast. I'm Andrew. This is Emma.
Hey, guys. Welcome back.
So this is episode 2 of our new series entitled Things We Love. And since yesterday was Valentine's Day, we figured we would talk about all the learning materials that we love. And these materials can be used at home, in therapy, wherever you are, whatever works for you and your lifestyle. So what's first on the list?
Well, what every kid loves, of course, YouTube. YouTube is a really big reinforcer at Appleseeds. A lot of our kids love YouTube. They love watching videos. They love iPad time. And so that's what they get to work for. So we have found a couple of stations, a couple of channels on YouTube that we just really, really love because not only are they getting to watch a video, but they're getting to learn some educational content as well. We really love the Learning Station. If you haven't checked them out, they have their own website, learningstationmusic.com, and then they have tons of videos on YouTube.
They also have CDs, I'm pretty sure, that you can buy if you still have a CD player somewhere in your car or house.
Yes, technically you can buy a CD. It is 2019, so you could just download the music on your smartphone. But they do really have some great content. If you're a teacher, especially working with preschoolers, they do have a lot of circle time content for checking the weather, days of the week, and they also have some really fun brain break videos where you're just getting up and dancing and moving, following instructions to imitate, you know, putting your arms in the air like you just don't care, things like that. It's really fun.
Also, if you go back and listen to episode 1 of our podcast, the very first one we ever did with Michael and Shannon, Michael had a whole bit at the end about how much he loved his unlimited data plan because it allowed him to use his iPad and YouTube and things like that to reinforce his child.
Another great station is Dream English. I really love this channel because it's specifically developed to teach English to children, and it's developed for special education. So if you haven't checked it out, it's this one guy. His name is Matt. He's on YouTube. He has all kinds of videos on YouTube for kids to watch, and it's just really breaking language down into an easy-to-understand format where kids can imitate it. They're fun songs, but he also has a lot of resources on his website. He has the songs and the videos, but he also has lesson plans that go along with his songs, and he has games, a shop, a blog. He also has a podcast as well. So definitely check him out, dreamenglish.com. This is great for parents working with their kids, just trying to help develop language, and it's especially helpful in classrooms as well.
So we see a lot of kids that like to imitate and script videos and shows that they watch. Two of probably the most common are PJ Masks and the Minions. If you have not heard any of those, I will put a clip of the audio in this of Minions talking because I guarantee you've heard it somewhere in your life. So there are certain channels that are fun and help teach appropriate and useful language instead of scripting minions. They learn greetings and they learn how to say different objects and colors and things like that.
The other great thing about these channels is that they're free. It's on YouTube. You can access it online on your phone. So it's just a really easy resource for families, therapists, and teachers. There's another program that we love that also goes into imitation, and it's called Gemini. Now, Gemini isn't free. It's an online speech therapy program that uses an approach called discrete video modeling. You can check it out at Gemini.org. It's G-E-M-I-I-N-I. It's really great. They have thousands upon thousands of videos for kids to be able to learn how to say different words, and then it keeps building to more complex sentences, even to conversation and social skills. The videos, they can be a little creepy and a little monotonous to some people, but we have some kids that really, really love them. Andrew can also put a clip in right here.
Present. Present. Present.
If you can't afford it, it is a monthly subscription. They do have a scholarship program, and they also have a 7-day free trial, so you can kind of see if your child is even interested in it. If you're a teacher or a therapist, you can also sign up for an account and let them know you're a teacher or a therapist so you can assign different videos to your students for them to work on at home. So it's a really great way to be able to give parents homework and things that they can do with their kids at home as well. The last resource we want to talk about today that we love so much is TV teacher videos. This was actually introduced to us by a parent. She was trying to help her child learn how to write, and her child was really, really into imitation. She really loved watching other people do things, especially videos, and she would do it exactly however they did it on the television. So her mom found these videos to help her child learn how to write. And it is. It's making writing fun. They have fun foundations where it's just working on fine motor skills and just writing like scribbles and doing lines. And then it builds from there. They have numbers, strokes, shapes and scenes, like actually drawing out pictures. They have the lowercase alphabet, the uppercase. And these are DVDs that you can buy, but they also have their videos online. And you can buy their workbooks that go with it as well. So while they're watching the TV and the teacher pulls out the workbook, they can have that exact same workbook so they can copy it. And we've had a lot of success, especially with our pre-K kiddos using this. They really love it. They love having TV teacher time. It's super fun for them. And, it, you know, handwriting can be a struggle. It can be something where kids are not interested in it. It's really aversive for them. It's not fun. So this just makes it a little bit easier for those kids, especially kids that have strong imitation skills and really love to imitate, especially watching videos. This is a great resource for them.
I think another thing to remember is that I think technology gets a bad rap because everybody wants to talk about kids getting outside and going to play and reading books and things like that. But everything in society is technology-based, and it's only going to get more. So I think it's important to know that there are positive things out there on the internet and resources that can be used, because every kid's going to learn differently. So some of them, the biggest way to reach them is through those YouTube videos and through those channels. So I think it's important just for parents to know that there are positive things out there that they can use to reach and teach their kids.
Yeah, there's some really cool resources out there.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening and tuning in. Be sure to go back and listen to our first series, Newly Diagnosed, as well as episode one of the Things We Love series. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, basically anywhere you can find podcasts, or you can just Google A Piece of Hope podcast, and we're the first thing that shows up. Also, be sure to like Appleseeds Behavioral Center on Facebook and follow us on Instagram, and we will see you guys next time. Thanks. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening to A Piece of Hope podcast. To learn more about Piece of Hope or to donate to A Piece of Hope Scholarship Fund, visit appleseedsaba.com/Piece of Hope. Join us next week for more stories, conversations, and advice from the autism community for the autism community.